Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, TagCastPodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, TagCastPodcast.com.
How you doing? What are you wearing?
How you doing?
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. Would you like to taste my sweaty balls?
You guys get out of my yard and quit making so much goddamn noise.
Stick your fingers right in there.
I'm not used to hearing that.
Fuck off!
He wants us to fuck off.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds good.
And what a long intro that was. This is the TagCast, episode number 16.
I think it's 15.
15?
Yeah, if you're getting ahead of yourself.
I am. I'm always one step forward, eight steps
I believe that was
up.
The longest episode or intro to any episode, and that's probably because we had our guest choose the intro song.
Yes.
But we like to accommodate. Who's our guest today, Dust?
Our guest is Dave Wambacher, Blazer Wookiee.
Blazer Wookiee. That's the sound of a Blazer Wookiee.
It is.
How you guys doing?
Good. Thanks
doing
for joining
good. How
us.
About you, Dave?
I'm holding up okay for a young fella.
Right on. Right on.
Wait a minute.
If I was doing any better, you guys would have to charge admission.
So should we tell the audience how we know Dave Wambacher?
Sure. You tell him how you know him. Okay. I've known him a little longer than you, but not too long.
I'd be interested to hear
Dave,
from your point
of view. Dave,
just
from being an awesome dude. You know, we played some softball with Dave. Been working together for a long time and just good friends.
All right. And you met him through work?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, through work
so too,
and then
yeah.
just hanging out in general, right?
The old Discovery Plastic days.
Yep.
Right. I would have to say it was metal that brought me to know Dave Wambacher.
Nice.
Yeah, it was.
I met his brother Pat, who was a drummer.
Metal brings people
That's
together.
That's right. And I believe you were either in the service when I met your brother, or you had just got back, or you came back after I'd met him.
Yeah, you guys had already formed up, played for a year or two.
All right.
And when I got back, you guys were already, you had just changed the name from Violent Order of Idiotic Dudes to Victims of Internal Decay.
Yep.
We're talking Desert Storm, right?
yes. Yep. I was over there. And I actually had a hat made that said Violent Order of Idiotic Dudes. It was all embroidered on the back.
Yeah.
And when I got home... You guys changed the name of the band.
Oh.
But that's like...
Epic fail.
That is. But it is also... That is one-of-a-kind merchandise right there.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I still think that my dad has one of those old hats that says... I guess it just says Void, Support Local Thrash.
Yeah.
I don't think it says File an Order of Idiotic Dudes. I don't know. That's so long ago. But yeah, that was late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, early 90s when I showed up. Yeah,
he came back. And I remember he had a... either a Trans Am or a Camaro.
Camaro.
Yeah. And he used to drive really fast on the freeway.
Yes, I did.
And he would get behind cars in the fast lane and just put his blinker onto the left to make them get out of the way.
Well, that's what they used to do in Germany.
I had to remind him, this isn't the Autobahn, Dave.
Yeah.
He was always the first one to the show. I think the first time I met him might have been at Kiss and Anthrax. Did you go to that show? Kiss and Anthrax.
You know what? I think you're right.
Yeah, I think.
And then was it the next? Was that the show? The next day we went down to.
You went the day before to Medford, and then.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because I drove. My mom had this old Toyota Chinook camper.
I remember fond memories of the Chinook. We took that on a couple excursions ourselves.
I was Death Metal Dave and I went down.
Yeah,
that was fun. And then the next night it was the Memorial Coliseum, or was it the Rose Garden?
It was the Coliseum.
It was the Coliseum.
Yeah, pre Rose Garden. And then I remember the very next night, we stayed in Portland that night because we didn't go to Medford, and we saw Ted Nugent and Anthrax at the Starry Night Club.
Together?
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. That
no,
would,
no,
that
no,
would
not. What did I say? Anthrax?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anthrax,
no, it was
Ted Nugent.
Sorry. It was Ted Nugent and Armored Saint.
Armored Saint. I said
Anthrax because I had Anthrax on the brain from the Kiss show the night before.
And the singer of...
That's an ironic part right there. John Bush and those guys were in the
town. Armored
Saint. That's probably where they got together and met up. Dude, we want you in here, not
Anthrax
this guy.
Hung out. Anthrax hung out and went to see Ted Nugent the next night.
Yeah.
And then they said, that's our new singer.
Didn't he sing for somebody else, too?
I don't... Bush. If he did, I don't know. Yeah. The band Bush.
Maybe it was somebody I heard that I thought sounded like him.
Yeah.
Speaking of 80s and bands, though, it's a thing now where I'm the age to where I'm working with kids half my age now.
Mm-hmm.
And
by working with, you mean employed alongside.
Yeah, and that's fine. But what you know, I think back when the old songs come on the radio, like Sebastian Bach and Skid Row with 18 in Life, right? And I'm thinking, for those guys, that song is, for me, when I was 18, it's the equivalent of the Beatles as terms of length prior to.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's crazy to think like
the
Skid
song,
Rose, like listening to the Beatles now
because
for those
the
kids.
Song is 5 or 6 years older than they are.
Well, yeah,
it's quite a reach quality wise.
Yeah, for sure. But you know,
but still,
I mean, the kind of time frame that you're looking at it in terms
everybody's
of how
trying
old
to be
that
these
song
guys.
Is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the old Zeppelin days and stuff like that. You
and
know?
So that makes me think for me and for you who are even older than Dustin. But think back to a band that was popular, putting out records 6 years before we were born, that we would be listening to in when we were 20, which would be like, who was out in 1962?
Glenn Miller.
Chuck
Berry,
Beach Music,
the Beach Boys.
Yeah, Beach Boys and stuff, that kind of stuff. Surf and Safari and The Ventures. Yeah.
And probably a lot of doo-wop still going on.
Yeah.
You know, Peter Gunn or whatever, is that?
The Peter Gunn thing? Hey, we played a little bit of that the other night at the show. I don't know why. Why not? Oh, there was some... Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
It was the intermission part from Crazy Action.
Yeah, it was.
But, Peter Gunn theme and that stuff. And I don't really think that I ever came back around to listen to that stuff.
I didn't really either.
I was
Dick
stuck
Dale,
on
would
what
be from
came.
That time?
Probably.
What was the name?
Dick Dale. The surfer Dick Dale. Dude.
Oh, yeah. I remember the name.
He came back for Pulp Fiction and got a little bit of action after.
Pulp Fiction brought a lot of limelight to musicians, our songs.
And actors who had been out of the game, too, like John Travolta.
Have you seen his new movie? Have you seen anything on his new movie?
Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about it.
They got a 60-second clip on YouTube.
Is it chocolate or strawberry?
It's a mix between Yahoo and YouTube, it's called.
Yahoo. Check it out and get that domain before somebody grabs
Yahtube.
It.
Yahtube.com.
There's a 60-second clip, and it's like old-school Western, but it's got Jamie Foxx, Samuel L. Jackson, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow.
That guy from Snatch, Boris the Butcher, I think it is. But it looks like a great cast. I'm not quite sure what to think of it, though, you know? But it looks like it's a humorous Western about some guy... Django, and it's Jamie Foxx's character. But at the end of the clip, somebody goes, "What's your name?" And he goes, "Django." The D is silent. And I thought he said, "The D is side."
Oh, so it's Django.
Yeah, Django.
like Django Reinhardt.
Bounty hunting in the Wild West is what I'm getting from the something like that.
Huh. Well, he's always been into those spaghetti westerns and different stuff
for
like
sure,
that.
For sure, for sure. And it'll be interesting. I'll probably watch it. I did not go and see the Inglourious Basterds in the movie theater.
I did not either.
Are you a Quentin fan, Dave?
I am. I am. There's a few movies I haven't seen. Pulp Fiction, I still haven't seen it. You haven't? Can
Pulp
I
Fiction?
It?
You haven't seen
it? I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, you'll have to watch it.
I don't even know if I own it. Yeah. I haven't seen it since I watched it like 10 times.
I have
theater.
It on VHS and DVD, so nice. I'll let you borrow it.
Right on. Yeah, if I have it in the collection, you could take a look over there and see.
Can't believe you don't know if you have it or not.
I do not. I probably owned it like twice, at least.
What, you mean you loan stuff out and don't get it back sometimes?
No, never.
I've never had that happen.
I have every media I've ever bought in my life, right?
Yeah.
I wish.
I've never had anything
yeah, no kidding.
Jacked out of my car.
I've loaned so many things to people, and I'm just such a... What
I forget.
A stoner, yeah.
Yeah, I forget.
If you're going to loan somebody something, it should be something, you know what? If I don't get that back, it's not going to be that big deal.
Yeah.
Like right now, I don't know who's listening and who isn't, but if anybody borrowed my Trailer Park Boys seasons 1 and 2, I would love to have that back sometime. But
that's just to put on the shelf and have it.
And
there,
if not.
So you don't have to rebuy it.
Right, because I can watch it on Netflix anytime. But I would like to have it back. And if you don't give it back, I'll buy another one because I'll just donate it because that's how much I think that those guys should be put out there. Because I think those guys
are good. And you probably like whoever it was that borrowed it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have let him borrow it if it didn't.
Exactly.
I thought it might have been Pat, but he has them all, so I don't think it was him. But he does still have my countdown to Liquor Day.
I thought you were going to say countdown to extinction.
You love Megadeth, don't you?
Does that every song on that album though have that same kind of riff? Foreclosure of a dream, da, 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 da. Symphony of destruction.
Does that have that song that says, "Hello, me, it's me again"? Is that on that album?
Yeah,
I heard that on the radio the other day. I don't even see how that got through the control room. You know, you're like, "Hello, me, it's me again." And like just the way that he talks and what he's saying is like,
well, he's the one writing the check, so he can pretty much put down whatever he wants.
I guess that's true, but for some reason he got a check too for doing that.
Well, I tell you what,
I'm sure he's rich.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Him and Alice Cooper are born again Christians now, you know.
Well, Alice is a big time golfing aficionado.
Yes,
now.
He is. He's pretty damn good too.
That's what I heard. Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Yes. Golfer,
definitely single digit handicap. I think he's close to real close to scratch. If he's not a scratch,
watch
golfer.
It with the handicap, Joe.
Oh, sorry. This is
Dave.
That one took me a second.
I know you're probably a fan of this. Did you hear that Andy Griffith recently passed?
I did, and I was like, oh, you know, there's a lot of celebrities that, you know, they pass. God bless them, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's it.
But
you know, I mean,
I don't see why people get as worked up as they do.
Nah.
But that was one that I was like, oh man, I really liked him.
And yeah, I know you grew up. I mean, not that you know your time was of that, but I mean, you have an appreciation for the older television and the older radio shows and stuff, right?
We use that for the intro music for episode 14.
Yeah,
actually, Wednesdays. Yeah,
I'm trying not to blow on a microphone.
Yeah, it's hard to whistle and not blow. It's really hard. Yeah. But I actually looked a little bit into it because he passed away, and I was wondering because I used to watch the Andy Griffith Show a lot because it was on every day.
Oh!
But I come to find out that it went off the air the year I was born. It ran from 60 to 68. And then it was talking about...
You cursed Andy Griffith the show.
I know.
It's all
like,
your fault.
He came out and he's like, well, golly.
No, that's Gomer Pyle.
That is Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, you were like, what's
but
that
golly
shit?
But he was a spinoff from that show,
metal.
Wasn't it? Wasn't that a spinoff from the movie?
Yeah, actually it was. He was the gas station.
Yeah, he was Goober's cousin.
Goober was Gomer's cousin.
Yeah,
because Gomer... Got this offer to do the show by himself, and so they said, "We need another doofy gas station guy. Let's find a cousin for Gomer."
Golly. Shazam!
And so you meet Jim Neighbors.
But somehow, I guess they always played him in syndication, and my grandparents used to watch it all the time, and
That's the thing I like about old media like that is that you can kind of connect and try and think what your parents or your grandparents felt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listening to something. You know, the old days of old-time radio, you know, they'd have a big old wooden radio
TV
in the corner,
right.
No TV, and all the kids are sitting there looking at the radio, listening to The Shadow or Jack Benny.
Well,
yeah,
well, what else could you do? I mean, it's not like you could drive down to the arcade
And I don't know where this fits in as far as a time frame, but do you guys know when Beverly Hillbillies was out?
That was about the same time. Okay. I think it came right behind it.
Now, my grandparents, they were hardworking, and they spent a lot of time working on the farm and at the gas station and their business and everything, so mm-hmm. they probably didn't have a lot of... Now, I know my grandma was really into the Andy Griffith Show, but then, like, about... She passed away probably 3 or 4 years ago, and about the last 5 years of her life, she had Dish Network, and so she had TV Land,
uh-huh.
where
oh, yeah.
every awesome day channel. She would watch the Beverly Hillbillies, and I come in one day, and I said, oh, Grammy, watching Beverly... She goes, I just love this show. She goes, you know, I'd never seen it before until I got this new TV and the new satellite. So she loved Ernie Albert or whatever. Was that guy that was?
Eddie Albert.
Eddie Albert, yeah. And all those people.
Eddie Albert in a can.
Eddie Albert in a can.
Jethro.
And so she just, it would be kind of like us getting to watch, I don't know.
Beavis and Butthead.
Three's Company.
Oh, I love watching Three's Company.
but pretend that you'd never ever seen it until you were 80 years old.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I could do that with Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, you can, Dave. I'm going to do that with Napoleon Dynamite because I've never seen that.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Now, that one is one that took me forever, and the hype superseded it so hardcore because everybody was telling me how funny
tell
it
me
was.
About it.
And then I finally watched it, and it's, God, this was stupid.
No. God, just stupid.
Every time I want to.
What do you think of it?
Every time I think it's about time I can watch it, somebody
Lucky.
Goes, man, well, that's a movie so killer. And
did you
I'm
hear
like,
now that they have a
Lucky.
Saturday morning cartoon of it?
Yeah,
I heard that
10 years too late?
With all the original cast doing the voices.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's like 30
years
too
late. Who else was in the cast?
I don't know. Debbie.
It was a movie about a guy who...
Remember Debbie with the side ponytail?
Yeah.
Go feed the llama or something? I don't know. See, and I never did even watch it all the way through because I just didn't...
I don't know. Why'd they name him after an ice cream anyway?
Who? Napoleon?
I think
Neapolitan.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
You're thinking of the old dude, Napoleon. Oh.
Neapolitan.
I thought you were
going to
say J.J. Walker.
Dynamite!
We talked about did you ever used to watch All in the Family?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I watched
Classic
it recently.
Show.
We were talking about how racist. Well, he said that was a racy show, and I said it wasn't racy. It was racist.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but there was parts of it, you know, to where, I mean, even though it was used as a humor, I mean, it was kind of a characterization of an extreme character, though, you know.
Well, yeah, of course.
That was kind of showing,
but it was social commentary,
what was
and
going
they were, you know, they
on
were,
at that time.
Absolutely, and they were saying, you know, hey, even you know these guys aren't evil. They're just that's the way they grew up. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
right.
he always got. I mean, remember the George Jefferson kissed him on the cheek, or no, it was Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
Kissed him on the cheek. He was going to take his picture with Sammy Davis Jr. Mm. And right before he took the picture, Sammy Davis turned his head and kissed him on the cheek.
Yikes.
And you can imagine the look on Archie Bunker's face.
Yeah.
Well, I think one thing, even though it was racist and stuff, I think, I don't know if it was, I can't be positive, but it spawned one of the first black-based sitcoms
absolutely.
That was on a network
sure.
television. Because, and I think it's weird, the fact that he's making fun of black people, he's making fun of...
I think it brought to light, you know, the thing that was going on that was important at that time, and I think it opened up for people to be able to communicate.
Absolutely.
Probably.
It started conversations.
Yeah.
It needed to be started.
Yeah, you know, and I mean...
Before that, people were too afraid to even talk about it.
They
were, absolutely.
And that's
taboo.
Just another great example of what comedy is to to culture.
Yeah, that occasional clicking noise you hear is just Dave banging his head into
the microphone. Yeah, I turn my head to cough and, you know, getting the... Never mind.
I can do that too. Dustin's the only one with a soft-headed microphone.
I have some other questions. Did you have any questions, Terry?
Not yet. Go ahead.
I'll think
of something.
Okay.
Do you ever go to the local races over there at Willamette Valley Speedway?
I've been
quite
there once,
a bit, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what is a clam rally?
I don't have the faintest idea.
It sounds fun, though, doesn't it?
I tell you what.
Does it involve money or seafood products?
No, it's a clam.
Or
I think there's chicks involved.
Okay.
But I thought a rally was like a race. Maybe they race around with their
clams out.
Yeah.
They jam out with their clam out, which is what you do.
It just sounds, maybe that could be a cool band name, Clam Rally.
Yeah.
Clam Rammer.
Did they say it was about Willamette Speedway or was it a different track?
No. I was talking to somebody today about clan rallies, and I was making a play on clam rallies.
He likes to make up fake stuff.
I forgot about
He'll ask you a question that's totally loaded like he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long have you been playing the air bagpipes?
Yeah. About 2.5 years.
Right on.
I took lessons. You know, they got him at LBCC.
Right on.
You know.
I've heard him play, and I'll tell you what, he blows. It takes so much air to play the bagpipes.
You can sustain a whole song just by playing the one bass note, though, can't you?
Oh, you can. Well, that's the beauty of bagpipes. You fill it up with air. You're playing it with your elbow.
You're bagging
it. You're squeezing that bag, and that's what's blowing through the pipes. All you're doing is refilling the bag.
Yeah. See, that's why he's so good at the air bagpipes, because he can squeeze a good bag. Do you recognize this music, Dave? That's from the video Two Girls, One Cup. Don't tell me you haven't seen it.
I have not seen it.
I'm just kidding. I haven't either, but I
don't want to see it.
I just love the fact that they gave me that song in my little sound effects bin.
Yeah, I know. And that we like to bring on guests and see if they recognize it.
Yeah.
I don't.
We're also trying to find a guest who can come on and actually take bath salts and then see what happens within the hour.
Do you have them?
No, but we're going to get him. I think he has some in his bathroom.
It's a BYOBS.
That was our barbecue from on Wednesday. We had a BYOBS. Yeah. Bring your own bath salts, bitches.
I just put some of those bath salts out on a steak.
Hey, did you hear the follow-up to that story, though? They tested that guy that ate.
Yeah, he wasn't on that.
He was high on weed.
Yeah. Well, they said they found weed in his system. I mean, weed can stay up in there for 30 days, so, I mean...
Right, yeah. Don't tell him. I mean, it's not like he went out and smoked dope and went, you know what?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to eat this guy's face.
First, I'm going to get myself and him naked, and then I'm going to do it, and then...
Because you can't cannibalize with clothes on.
No. You're so messy.
It's just not done. It's like wearing white before Labor Day.
Can you test for bath salts, though?
Test for whatever is in them. I mean,
but they don't even really know. I thought that was
well. They know what it is, but it's not FDA approved or denied. It's not. It hasn't been introduced into whatever you call it, the system. So it's in limbo. Well,
yeah,
so they can do it.
Street drug.
Yeah, but doesn't matter. They could still. Can you test for Windex? Like, say you chugged a bottle of Windex and that just fucked you up. But
I think your heart stopping might be a good indicator.
Would that happen?
Yeah. And your blue tongue,
blue teeth, blue tongue. Yeah.
Well, you could say you were eating a sucker. Or drinking knee high.
You wouldn't be able to see anything.
Knee high, or what's that stuff that sounds like Fanta?
Blue knee high.
Yeah, but there's some other stuff that kind of sounds like Fanta.
Vanta, Mylanta. No,
it doesn't sound exactly like Santa, Vanta.
Do you think people in Atlanta call their city Mylanta?
Maybe if they have heartburn.
That's my second joke. I just got a second joke that I'm working on.
All right. Write it down.
Oh, he's already got it written down for sure. I'm sure. Yep.
All right, Dave, what is the topic of Captain Corn?
The topic of Captain Corn.
Yeah, you told me the other day something about a topic of Captain Corn.
That's not what I said, but I don't remember what it was that I said.
Oh, you might have said
it was a pun.
Tropic of Capricorn.
Yeah, it was a pun on that, but I don't remember.
I just wanted to ask you about Captain Corn.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking
about
Captain Crunch.
Thanks, but there's no topic for Captain Corn.
I got nothing.
All right.
Do you ever eat Captain Crunch?
It's been a while, but...
Now, did that tear up the roof of your mouth?
Okay. Yeah, right. That's exactly
right. Now, as you get older, there's one benefit, say, after your teeth fall out and you have to get dentures, you can eat the shit out of Captain Corn.
Can.
Well, that's gross.
Captain Crunch.
I did Captain Corn. You stuck on Captain Corn.
Freudian slip.
See, Captain Crunch kind of looks like corn.
It
looks more like hominy,
I
guess. But that would be weird. And that's another thing. I don't know if none of us have dentures here, I don't believe. I don't want to out anybody.
No.
But my friend, Death Metal Dave, who we spoke of earlier, he has dentures. You know, and anybody who knows Death Metal Dave, he's cleaned up his act, but he might not look like he has.
Yeah.
He still looks like he might be tweaked out, but he's
not. Well, he likes to have bad head look and stuff.
Yeah, he's
right?
got a bad good hair day every day. So he's living in Nevada, and he got pulled over by a police officer, and he had some weed on him. And, of course, Nevada's no zero tolerance.
Did he get in trouble?
Minimal. It was a long time ago. This was when he first moved down. This was years ago. This was just a old story, but it has to do with dentures. So the cops giving him the third degree. They found some weed. They're telling him to stick out your tongue, because cops say if you look at your tongue, you can see if you've been smoking weed. And they're like, open your mouth wider, and they shine the flashlight, and they're like, you're on meth. You've been smoking meth. And he's like, bullshit. He goes, with all due respect, officer, I might look like a tweaker, but, and I used to be a tweaker, but I'm not a tweaker and I haven't been for 15 years. And they're like, we can tell by the glaze on the roof of your mouth that you've been smoking meth. And he's all, oh, really? And pulls his fucking teeth out and says, that glaze on the roof of my mouth is my dentures, you son of a bitch. And they're apologetic. Yes. Golf clap for that. They're apologetic to him. Thank you very much. Yeah. And so they had to apologize and said, well, you're still under arrest for weed. And it wasn't like he didn't go to jail or anything. Yeah. You know, it's just they
took
take
his
your
weed.
Exactly. And then they probably said, well, while you got your teeth out, can I... Okay, you're good. Yeah. It looks nice and slimy. It's not shiny and bright. But I didn't know the cops could tell you'd been smoking meth by looking at the roof of your mouth.
I did not either.
So it's probably a bluff. Kind of like your taillights out.
Yeah. He's just trying to get him to see if he'll pull his teeth out.
Yeah.
It's like, while you have those out, I could probably get rid of those other...
costs in Taiwan?
I could probably get rid of those other charges if you just leave those teeth out for a few minutes.
I meant Bangkok, not Taiwan.
You Bangkok?
Yeah. No, I don't.
I wouldn't.
But when I was at stationed at Fort Campbell, I was stationed at Fort Campbell, and dude, I just totally lost my train of thought.
You were in Fort Campbell.
You were in Fort Bruce Campbell. You were in Bruce Campbell. You were in Fort Campbell. What were we talking about before that?
No, it was okay. I was a friend. My roommate had gotten a ticket. Actually, he got a DUI.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and that's helpful.
Thanks. And he was drunk at the time,
well,
I'm sure.
He had to go make a payment on his fine, right? And it's like Friday night. You remember the Camaro, the one with the gold Z28 along the side. And I was in that car, and old Army buddy John Hockrider was riding shotgun, and my roommate Tom Lyons was in the back. He's the one that had to make the payment. So we drive to Clarksville, Tennessee, to the city hall, right?
Right.
And it's this big old building, been there forever. And it used to have a great big lawn, but it was like a tiered parking lot. And the police station was right at the base of the hill.
Right.
So you've got like four tiers of maybe two rows of parking spots climbing up this hill to this huge historic old building, right?
Right.
I'm in my Camaro. And it was pretty loud when I bought it. It got louder as time went by. But so I drop Tom off. I drive down. We go to the store, get a soda, whatever, you know, and come back to pick him up. And I didn't want to park anywhere if he was going to be right back out.
Right.
I'm trying to aim my peas down here.
That's okay.
Bit. Okay.
We like popping peas. Poppy.
So anyway, I circle the parking lot, and I'm just kind of zigzagging around, just expecting him to come out at any second.
Right.
And the next thing I know, you know, I finally pull into a parking spot, and then a cop car pulls up right behind me. An unmarked car pulls up on the other side of me.
Oh, shit.
And these guys get out, and only one of them was in uniform. There was like five guys in plain clothes.
Damn.
Guns out. Get your hands where I can see them.
And
I'm going, oh, crap. You know, what the hell's going on?
Get out of the car.
Oh, yeah. Stuck my hands up through the T-tops, you know, and they said, get out of the car, da-da-da-da.
Huh?
And they said, I noticed you've been prowling around here. What are you looking for? You're trying to, you know, what do you got in mind? And I said, no, I just dropped off my roommate. He's got to pay his DUI ticket. And so I was just killing a few more seconds before, you know, so I was just kind of cruising around. I just bought the car, too, and I like the way it sounds.
Yeah.
You know, me, redneck me. You know?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Well, so it's an honest answer.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So they searched the car.
Uh-huh.
Well, I used to have this cigarette lighter, and it was a Derringer. And it was realistic as hell.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Is that a gun, sir?
Nice. Nice. So
it looked like a gun, didn't it?
So John and I have our hands on top of the car. They had already been searched at gunpoint.
Oh, God.
We still have two cops holding guns on us.
Because of the
And there's
lighter?
Three cops. No, there's three cops
starting
to search the car.
Oh, shit.
He pops open the console in the middle,
there's
that lighter. And he's, oh, ho, 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 what do we have here?
Oh, ho, ho.
Yeah.
And he pulls it out, and I said, that's a lighter.
Do you got
sure it is.
You got a smoke?
Yeah. And I said, and I told him, I said, point it at my head and pull the trigger.
Oh!
Yeah,
that's
and,
not a right answer.
So he pointed it up in the air and he pulled the trigger and it was a lighter. You know, okay, that's a lighter. And then Tom, he walks out of the city hall or whatever, the court building or whatever
thing.
It was. And he sees John and me with our hands on top of my Camaro, cops all the way around us, guns still out.
Yeah.
And he just looks up in the air and turns his head and turns and starts walking away. I said, there he is right there. I saw him come out.
I don't know you.
And I think I might have been pointing at him when he, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I might have been pointing at him when he actually
turned
yeah. and said, you know, that's my buddy right there. And he turned his head and started walking away. And I was like, Tom, get your ass over here. Tom, you better get your ass back over here. So he came back over and he confirmed the story. He showed him the receipt and everything. Yeah. And I was like, okay, right. Well, sorry about that. You
but
know?
Why were they so gung-ho with the guns and shit?
Gung-ho.
Gung-ho. Jesus.
It was Clarksville, Tennessee. I don't know. I circled the parking lot a couple times. I zigzagged through. I parked and then I moved a little bit and I parked, you know, just for a few seconds.
We don't take too kindly to your ride down around here.
I had a cop search my car one time and they had the aha moment of a pipe on the back seat. That was actually
aha,
but it was a drum key.
But did you have weed in it?
Yeah. Damn it! That was the only place I figured I could hide it where no one would find it. Would be right
keep
inside
your weed
that little...
in it.
Yeah, you can put your weed in
you
there.
Put your weed in there. So I says to the guy, I got caught up in the YouTube rabbit hole a little bit today, and I caught up on a Chris Farley bit from Saturday Night Live. He's like, so I'm in line at the supermarket the other day, and this guy cuts in front of me. So I says to him, and he's right there. And I says to him, and he's right there, you know, and just check this out. And I says to him, and he like does this for like a minute and a half. And then he's like, Kevin Nealon's like, so what did you say? And he's like, I got nothing here. And that was the whole thing. He's just like, I says to him, you gotta check this out. Yeah. So I says to him, I says to him.
You remember when he was talking to, was it John Lennon or Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney.
You remember that part, that one part of that one song where you guys say, you know that one part of the song where they say, all you need is love?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Paul McCartney says, yes. Yeah. That was awesome.
Remember that?
You remember that? That
Who are awesome. Some of your favorite comics, Dave? Do you have any favorite comics?
Oh, good.
Besides
question.
Terry Gile.
Well, yeah. I actually haven't heard much of your material. I've heard
That's
little
good.
Bits and pieces.
That's
and.
Good. You'll have to treat yourself to it someday.
I'm looking forward to it.
Paula Poundstone, are you big on her?
Not big on Paula Poundstone. I like
pound
she's on.
She's looking for somebody to be big on her.
Yeah,
you know, she got in trouble for touching 13-year-old girls.
What?
Yeah.
What? I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, look it up.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Well,
yeah, look it up online. It's online.
In the same boat with
they wouldn't let her on public broadcasting, if you know.
I guess that puts her in the same boat with the former drummer from Judas Priest.
What
the hell was his name?
Ian. No, that was the bass player.
Ian Mc.
Dave. Wait.
Dave.
It is his name's Dave. Dave's not here. But yeah, he
is
got.
Him?
What the fuck is his name? Ian Hill on the bass. Maybe if I name the rest of Rob Halford, KK Downing, Glenn Tipton, Ian Hill, and Dave something. Anyway, he got arrested for molesting kids.
What? Huh.
Yep.
What?
Yep. I hate child molesters. What? Do you hate them?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's stop talking about
so
that.
So you got ramen. You ever eat ramen?
Wait, we're talking about Paul Poundstone.
No, actually, we're talking about comedians. My favorite comedians.
Well, okay.
What is, ramen is a very... It's close to the subject of comedians because that's what they live on.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted to know what Oriental flavor was.
That's
is it beef? Is it chicken? Or is it pork? You know what
I
it
think
is?
It's soy sauce,
it's
fish
kitty.
Sauce, and fish heads.
It's kitty.
You remember
it's
that
cat.
Scene in The Last Dragon?
No.
No.
No. With the you know, have you ever seen that Bruce Leroy?
No.
Show Enough. Who's the master? Show Enough.
No, we'll have you to check that out.
Oh,
I have never seen it.
It's a kung fu movie.
Bruce Leroy?
Bruce Leroy, yeah.
So, okay, you got some comedians rolling, right?
He's not into Paula Poundstone. We found that out.
Right, right. But she's on PBS. She's on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is a really fun show to listen to. It's a quiz show.
I thought you were going to tell me what it was.
Wait, Wait,
it's
Don't
a
Tell
quiz
me.
Show.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, but what's it called?
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
I can't tell you.
What is this, Laurel and Hardy?
I'm a little
Abbott Costello.
I'm catching up.
Dylan
Moran.
Okay. You got to get up early to fool this bird.
I can't get up that early.
Have you ever heard of Dylan Moran?
No. Is he a newcomer to the...
No. He's been around a while. Irish guy.
Well, as I was telling him on a previous episode, there are so many comedians that have been around and are pretty popular that I've never heard of, and I'm a kind of a... Yeah. I seek them out, and it blows me away. It's worse than bands, I think.
Oh, you're gonna love this guy.
All right. How do you pronounce...
Dylan Moran.
Moran.
D-Y-L-A-N...
M-A-R-A-N.
M-I-R-A-N, I think.
I will check him out. Did you see him on a...
Actually, it was... he had a TV show with Bill Bailey. That's actually his name. You know who Bill Bailey is, right? British guy?
I think I've seen him.
Anyway, he...
Beetle Bailey's brother?
Yeah. No, but he and Dylan Moran had a show, and it was called Black Books. Mm. And it's freaking hilarious, because he's this Irish wine-drinking, just always hammered, always just grouchy, smoking and drinking wine. That's all he does.
Yeah.
And he's an Irishman, so he's got that wit, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Manny... is his, you know, it's the character that Bill Bailey plays. He's the kind of dorky, not very bright guy that they stumble across each other. He moves in, they run the bookshop together because Manny needs a job and Dylan Moran just needs somebody around, you know,
yeah.
He just needs somebody to abuse. And it's really, really funny. It's on Hulu.com.
What's the show called?
Black Books.
It reminds me of a show that I want to do called Black Boobs.
Whoa, what's that about?
Black boobs.
It's about that much higher than the where the album cuts off on the back of, is it Welcome to Sky Valley? No, it's Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, Black Boobs, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Black Boobs.
Every picture tells a story, don't it? What does that mean?
I always thought it was Rod story Stewart? Donut.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You know,
a story donut?
The what story the? Has to last as long as a donut. You take one bite, and the guy, you know, the whoever it is sitting in front of the kids takes his.
That chorus lasts forever when he sings.
Now,
it
this depends
end.
On what kind of a donut you have going on.
That's true.
A Hertz donut.
It does hurt. It could be a voodoo donut. It might take you a little bit longer to eat. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with the cock and balls.
No.
What about.
It's huge. It costs $5.50.
Well, the donut?
Yeah.
I posed that.
It's big. It's big and it's black.
Wait, did I say that out loud?
You did.
Damn it.
You said it live over the internet.
It's so big that Greg Oden sent somebody a picture message of it.
Oh, I remember when that was going on.
My mom talked to me about that story, that picture.
Well,
she
maybe
talked to you about it like she had seen it and was like commenting on it?
Yeah. I was like, Mom, shut up. Mom, just shut up.
She's like, son, I can't believe the size of that black man's penis.
No, actually, she said, well, it was
wasn't
his abs.
That big.
She liked his abs.
Oh, man, his abs were great.
Yeah, I tell you what.
He had abs on his cock. No. He had a six-pack on his wiener. Oh, man. So maybe since we're talking Greg Oden, maybe we should... the only question I really had was, because it was a while, I knew you for ever, 20 years.
Yeah.
But there was a time when you were the Blazer Wookiee when I didn't know you were the Blazer Wookiee. And now when we do comedy down at Taylor's, there's a Blazer Ape or something, or is there another Blazer?
Blaze Rape? Wouldn't that be Blaze Rape?
Oh, that's like date rape, but it's on fire.
Nice pull.
But, no, I don't know who he is, but is there any other kind of mascot fan?
Well, there's there? Blaze, the trail cat.
Maybe that's him.
It looks like Wile E. Coyote.
Is he from Eugene?
No.
No, they might have... Do they have satellite mascots?
There's a bartender down there that claimed that he... I wish I could remember his name. I wish I wasn't so stoned.
Was it Blazer Bill?
No, but he's a bartender, and he claimed to know Blazer Wookiee. And I said, I know Blazer Wookiee. That's my friend, and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I don't know. I just wondered how you got into that and how you became that. And
well, I had...
This is our only sports music. It's NFL music, but we use it for sports.
Well,
you could have gone with Star Wars.
Sports segment.
Oh, yeah, Star Wars?
With guest,
my Imperial March won't play for some reason.
Darn it.
But yeah, how did I know you were a longtime Blazer fan, still are, and you've been going to games forever, but how did you become Blazer Wookiee?
Well, I had season tickets at the time, and a very good friend of mine, Dan Benmore, Daniel Benmore, he went by the moniker England Dan in the chat room. Well, yeah, he's the second smartest person I've ever met in my life.
Next to?
His wife.
Whoa.
Oh, I thought he was going to say me.
I know, huh?
Yeah. Whoa, fireworks. But
God, those guys are late.
So anyway, I'd been going to games for a while, pretty regularly, and I was chatting online in at OregonLive.com, and I just
they have like the broadcasters, right? That are,
well, no, the chat room. It a fan? It's a chat room. It's all fans, you know.
Okay.
I think Mike Rice.
While the games are going on, and
yeah, or
just in
the
general.
Day.
Okay.
And boy, there's some pretty. Pretty funny stuff going on in there.
Yeah, I could imagine. Yeah,
because there's some dysfunctional people out there, and they're butting heads.
Especially
with each other.
That's
fun to watch.
Become involved.
That is
you
fun
know,
to watch.
People are really die hard about it.
There's a local comedian who does something that's affiliated with the Blazers. His name's Ian Carmel. I don't know if you're familiar with that guy.
I've heard the name, yeah.
Okay, yeah. He does a sports show about the Blazers, and he was 2010's...
isn't that great big guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's Portland's funniest person from 2010, and he's recently, you know...
Congratulations.
Quit his job and just does comedy for a living, so that's a... And I know that he's related to the Blazers. The Blazers somehow, but...
yeah, he's on their TV show.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. Okay. They have a
is
little
that Portlandia?
Local
Sportlandia?
No, the Blazers TV show.
Okay.
No, yeah, like, they have a little local access.
Courtside Monday night.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Barrett, Mike Rice, you guys rule.
Yeah. You guys rule. And you too, Ian.
Yeah, you guys should come on a podcast with Dave.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll do like a sports-related show.
I got to sit in the radio studio and watch him do it, and I got to sit in the TV studio and watch him do it.
I want to make a push to get LaMarcus Aldridge's nickname to be Lamdridge.
Wow.
I could use
hearing a good explanation for that one.
Well, LaMarcus.
Lamb.
It's the first part of his first name and the last part of his last name.
Okay, yeah. I'm with you now. Like I said, I'm two or three steps
that
behind,
makes much
but I am
more
following.
Sense
I'm keeping up.
That made much more sense. I wanted to nickname Greg Oden.
Groden.
I wanted to name him Short Order because after his time with the Blazers, I'd be Oden more fries from him when he's working down at the fast food shop.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Oh, that's so awful.
Yes, it
I
is.
Wish I had my didn't.
But
I wasn't ready
I don't even
for
deserve
that.
That.
I'm going to give you a
like
fucking ring. I'd rather fucking gong you. But no, this
that
is
would
a.
Get me gong,
this is
Don
a.
Fuck off!
So this show is full of tangents. And chickens that tell us to fuck off. So we're going to get to the bottom of this story of how you became Blazer Wookiee.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I'm glad somebody's paying attention.
Yeah. Woohoo.
Which is fine. I mean, that's what this is about. It's about stream of consciousness.
Exactly.
Consciousness.
Yep. That's what I call it.
We're very conscious.
All right. So
you were season ticket holder.
Right. And I had started playing around in the chat rooms, and I went by Super Dave W, of course. You remember my license plate on my pickup?
Super
Deep. And my Camaro.
Super Dave.
Yep. Was Super Deep. You know,
you had your photography thing with Super Deep.
Yeah, Super Deep photo. Yep. That's right. Yeah. Check I got a lot of pictures. I've been digging them up thanks to Dustin talking me into.
Yeah, I'd like to see more.
Hey, yeah.
You will. Anyway. So I met a few people, you know, there was some big game. It was, I can't even remember which game it was, but you know, there was a lot of people interested in watching it, and it was an away game. And so somebody suggested, hey, let's all go to this bar and watch the game, and we'll all just hang out and bullshit. Well, I met several of these people. A few of them I'm glad I haven't seen since then, and I'm hoping they don't remember my name. But, I mean, I met some really good people there, you know, and Dan, England Dan, is one of them. Right? Hopefulmuser.blogspot.com is his blog, and he's brilliant. He really is the second smartest person.
We'll try to throw a link up on the website to him.
Okay.
Yeah, what was that again? Say that again, blogspot.
The Hopeful Muser. I think it's hopefulmuser.blogspot.com.
Okay, cool.
Anyway,
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, and you'll link to it in the description of this episode, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now on my typewriter.
So anyway, so Dan, his wife, another dude, and me, end up, this is months later, we end up playing pool after a Blazer game that we all went to live.
Uh-huh.
And as evidence to the fact that Christine is the smartest person I've ever met,
mm-hmm.
she was working on a book of genius Sudoku puzzles.
Yeah.
I can't
And hardly watching the game at all. We're up into 300 level behind the baseline. And somebody said something about Theo Ratliff, somebody scoring a lot of points on the other team, and why isn't Theo Ratliff guarding him?
Yeah.
And without even looking up from her damn puzzle, she kind of explained what it was that Theo Ratliff was doing in the offense or in the defense that made it possible for this person to go dunk. It's because Theo's holding on to this other guy. He's helping this guy because of blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And then she went back to doing her Sudoku puzzle.
Like, yeah. It was an obvious question or
yeah.
something.
And that's on, like, you know, maybe 6 or 7 shots of tequila.
Yeah. yeah. Can you imagine how smart she'd be if she was straight?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So anyway, we end up at this bar. We're playing pool. And Dan, Mrs. Dan, and the other dude get cut off.
Ooh, they drank too much.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I'm sitting over talking to somebody. I don't remember uh-huh. who, whatever. And the bartender, you know, one of the guys, the other guy says, you know, hey, what the hell's going on? How come you're cutting us off? He says, I'm not going to serve you. I'm not going to serve you. I'm not going to serve you, but I'll serve him. And he pointed at me.
Why were you special?
I don't know, because I was drunker than all three of them put together.
Maybe they just thought that you would beat them up or something because you were.
I don't know.
Not that you're a mean person, but you're just bigger.
Yeah, I hear that once in a while.
You're like, oh, you scare me, Blazer Wookie. But at this point, you weren't Blazer Wookie.
Yeah.
No.
You're just some random dude.
So we decided we're going to finish this game uh-huh. with pool, and then we'll figure out where we're going to go. Of course, I ordered a beer while we finish the game.
But no matter where you're going to go, you're going to watch Star Wars.
No.
Oh.
No.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump ahead of you.
The day before that, Dan and Mrs. Dan, and this is what they told me. I don't know if it's true because I've never heard it outside of this specific conversation, and that's that they had just attended, you know how they do reenactments of the Civil War?
Yeah.
It was a reenactment of the assault on the rebel base on the ice planet Hoth.
Is that from Star Wars?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
I can't believe I knew that.
Well, suppose they had just, the day before, they had done a reenactment of it, and it was a bunch of people, Star Wars fan, and they actually reenacted it. And like I said, I don't know if I believe them or not. But
Wouldn't there be planes involved?
I've lost R2. So anyway.
It's the Hoth one. That's the one. Hoth, right?
Hoth is the ice planet, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the start of Empire Strikes Back, where the Snowwalkers are walking. And,
yeah.
And Luke figures out that you got to hit it with the cable and wrap their legs up.
Yeah, what do they do? They got, like, little TIE fighters and...
Oh, anyway, there it is.
We're on Star Wars. I found it finally.
We're going to get so sued.
Oh, if we just do 20 seconds, we're fine. George Lucas has $3.2 billion, okay? $3.2 billion. From making stupid movies.
From making Star Wars.
Oh, wait, they're not stupid. I just alienated half of our fans.
Damn it. Three quarters.
Okay. Okay. We're
so, okay. Now.
Getting the Blazer Wookie.
Yeah. Yeah. Chewbacca. So we're at the bar. We're finishing our last game. The three of them have been cut off, and I hadn't been.
Right.
And so we're standing there finishing the game of pool, and his wife says, so what are we going to do now?
Famous and last words.
Yeah, yeah. So England Dan is probably, he probably comes up to my shoulder. Redheaded Englishman.
Didn't he used to have a hit single in the 70s with John Ford Coley?
Oh, okay. I went down that road with him. Yeah, he had never heard of him. He's actually from England. He had never heard of him before I actually created a moniker online that was John Ford Coley to respond to him.
England Dan.
Yeah, yeah. And he had no idea what I was talking about.
I'm not talking about moving in. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So we say, what are we going to do now?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, are we going to go to another bar? What's, you know, are we going to call it a night?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And old Dan, he's leaning on his pool skew.
Uh-huh.
Hold the microphone, Stanley.
Pool skew.
He's kind of wobbling on his pool cue a little bit.
Yeah.
And he looks up at me. He's standing right here. He looks up at me over his right shoulder and says, I'm going to do whatever the Wookiee's going to do. And this is back when, you know, remember I used to have some big beards.
Yeah.
I was probably, it was one of my bigger ones.
Uh-huh.
You know, the one that was hitting me in the eye.
Yeah.
When I was, yeah.
You could keep a couple cigarettes in it like Holmes used to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I found more than one Lay's potato chip in there.
Chicken in your beard?
Yeah.
So he called you the Wookiee just off of a whim.
And he called me that. So the next day I go to log in the chat room and I thought it was funny. So I said, Blazer Wookiee.
Uh-huh.
And I got the username and everything. And when I started out, I would post something, but what I would do is I'd type it down in the body of it.
Right.
In quotation marks. And then in the message header, I would just write raw. And then I would write translated from the Wookiee colon.
And then what
it was actually saying.
So what does a Wookiee colon sound like? Translated from the Wookiee colon. It's like,
man, I walked into that with eyes wide open.
You did.
Wow.
With eyes wide open.
Yeah, so that's how Dan gave me the nickname Blazer Wookiee, and it just sort of stuck.
And know? Then you kind of, did you, you don't have, you don't wear a, you know, an outfit.
I have a stuffed Chewbacca sitting in my dashboard.
Oh, okay.
I think you should go all the way though. I mean, if you
that can be censored later.
Yeah. If you put a Wookiee costume on, and you like sat up in the section and cheered, you could get your own section. They would hang a sign that says the Blazer Wookiee section. And, you know,
and I'd
you're
be 40
a kid
pounds
person,
lighter
right?
after the game.
But, like, well, I've seen you on different websites, and I don't know if they're Portland websites that promote the team or whatever, but, like, chicks getting their picture taken with you and stuff. Like, we're the Blazer Wookiee. Yeah. And I was like, well, that's not even his Facebook. What is it? Dave, he's a celebrity. He's got chicks wanting to take
my commercial.
He's a people person, Dave.
I don't think so.
You've never seen my commercial?
I don't believe so.
How about that Trailblazers?
I don't think I have.
I was walking into this.
Can I find it on YouTube?
You could Shazam that right there. All right.
Shazam.
I was walking in. In fact, it was where I got the Blazer Wookiee with Hotties pictures too.
Ah.
I'd show you on my phone, but the battery's dying.
Yeah, I hate that.
But it was game one of the playoffs when we were playing against Houston, and I was walking in and I had this sign that Dan had made that said Rip City, and it was cut out of the front of a Wii box.
Mm.
Right?
And Weed?
Wii.
Oh, sorry.
Wii. Yeah, no, the video game.
Oh.
So, and then he lined the inside with aluminum foil, and he put three battery-operated bike reflectors, the red flashing lights.
Yeah.
So you turn all three of them on, and you've got this sort of random flashing pattern going on, and across the arena, I went across the arena, and Paige was holding it up, and I could read what it said from the other side of the arena.
Right.
So I'm walking into the game, and I'm carrying this box, and all of a sudden, Brian Dew says, "Dave, you're on TV." And I look over, and I got my season ticket thing in a custom holder that.
Oh, so you're on the Jumbotron?
No. This is walking into the arena.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's a guy walking with a camera, holding it down close to his knees, pointed up at me as he's walking along. And so I look down at the camera, and I said, "What do I do? I don't know." So I grab my season ticket with one hand, I put the box up on my shoulder on the other hand, and I went, "How about them Trailblazers?"
There
and
you
it
go.
Ended up in a commercial.
Awesome,
blammo.
That's cool. I think I saw one thing. I don't know how many years ago. What didn't you get to go down and take a half court shot or something, or foul shot or something
No, it was a 3-pointer for $1,000.
Wow!
And you missed.
I missed.
Darn it!
They gave me $250
for missing.
For missing.
Fuck, that's awesome.
And I spilled about 4 beers on the guy that was shooting after me.
Did they kick you out? Like, oh
no! It was right before we went on.
I think you might be our second guest that has been on TV. Chris Castle's on TV as well?
Oh, he was on The Last Comic Standing, yeah.
Yeah, and then Terry was on TV. Have you seen Terry on TV?
The commercial?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I'm Steve.
Yeah.
Steve's shoulder was hurt badly, requiring surgery. See, I know the other guy's lines better now than me.
What happens if somebody hears this and they went, "I hired those guys because I thought Steve really hurt himself."
That's not Steve. No, it actually says in small letters, actor portrayal of actual client.
But I always say that's like those reenactments of like rape scenes on late night.
Discovery
and
ID.
Runs into him on the street.
Getting ready to try out for a movie and they're like, "That guy's a murderer."
Yeah.
He murdered his whole family and raped his mom. Oh,
never take
you.
Yeah.
Never take that job. I'd take it. I would play Charles Manson.
If somebody sneezes, do you say bless you?
I say Gesundheit.
Every time?
A lot of
every
times good. Out of fun and just me being crazy and idiot, I'll say, damn you!
I'll say sometimes Guggenheim.
What's that even mean?
It's Guggenheim Museum, right?
Yeah. No, it's so
Guggenheim. I don't know.
It's Guggenheim.
I don't say it.
I've been
know,
there, by the way.
And I want to know, am I an asshole for like not acknowledging? Because I don't want to acknowledge some people and then not some others, because then I'm like favoring people. And, you know, I'm not like really cast out your demons, bless you, really.
So what if you
and
were
doing... So but people it, say it to me, and it's like, then I feel like I have to say it back to them, and then like, if they sneeze...
That was a Chewbacca, wasn't it? No, I say it to little kids and stuff, just... I don't know why, because little kids are stupid. Because
it's socially, like, it's
I don't do it because I feel like I have to. My wife will say it to someone in Walmart or a restaurant.
Oh, I will too.
If they're just standing next to you and like, bless you. Yeah. And they'll go, oh, yeah. Thank you. It's kind of like.
It's cool if you do it to everybody and you're not, you know. But I feel like if I, because I would probably get lazy on some of the times.
And say a Mexican and, sneeze and you didn't do it and then they call you a racist.
Exactly. You know?
You and don't like
they,
the cholos?
Then they would tell me that.
You think
would,
God doesn't bless yeah. us cholos too?
Hey,
you
what's up, Holmes,
silly
and they would,
Native American?
Yeah. I say, Holmes, okay, what's going on, man?
And they'd tell me that they can't have the mascot, the Lebanon pinatas, after that because their feelings were hurt.
So they're not warriors anymore? Or what?
I don't know.
What does that have to do
with
Rodney King?
Dude, he passed recently.
Yeah. No, I know. Is it too
not
soon?
No, it's not too soon. I'm just telling you that he died recently.
And so what's the deal when you die in a swimming pool? Usually if you're dead in a pool, you're floating, right?
That's a good point.
He was found on the bottom of his pool.
You know who killed him?
Dave Grohl.
Courtney yes. Love.
Oh, man. You guys both went there. That's awesome.
No, I think it was his fiance. She blamed it on the white children.
Christ?
Yeah.
Christ Novoselic?
Yeah.
Is that the guy who hit himself on the head on the MTV?
Yes,
live?
He threw the bass up super high.
Man. That dropped him like a rock, man.
Okay, so.
Like a rock.
Where are we right now? He wants to take a break.
We can take a break.
Can we?
Because we can just dub it, yeah.
Okay.
That's why I kind of waited till we stopped talking for a second.
Yeah, I was just...
Hey, TagCast listeners. We had a technical difficulty and we lost the end of the episode. The good news is, all he really did was miss the plugs. So here's some plugs tonight on Friday. Get on out to the A-Frame. The benefit for Boomer's Dog. There's all sorts of music and some comedy. And get on out there. Check Facebook for an events page. And also Saturday, get on down to the Dixie in Tangent on Highway 99. You can't miss it for some more comedy. I'll be emceeing. And Terry will be doing some comedy. And headliner Don Frost and some other great comedians. And don't forget to check out Complete Ag Resolutions and the Dixie Creek Saloon on Facebook. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Rock on.
Fun in the belly? Want to find where the music and comedy is tonight? Go to WVMP.org to find out what's going on. Bands and promoters, add your events. WVMP.org.
TagCastPodcast.com.